Thank you for being here on the Coiling Solutions Show with yours truly, James Rousseau, a.k.a. Trick. As always, my goal is to empower you with awareness and actionable insights. Many people are looking for a gig, a job, a new job, first job, etc. Got to share some tips and tricks. I don't even want to call them tricks. Really tips and insights that may help you. Just have a short few, less than five, honestly, to help you get your mind around it. You know, people are always in the market looking for a job, and that probably is not going to change for some time. In fact, it may spike, right? Because I think a lot of what's happening is people are starting to dial into seeking things that really ignite their passion and purpose, making sure they're aligned. It feels like people are more than ever cognizant of that and wanting that element in their life. And so I wanted to point out a few things that might be helpful in terms of your job search. And I'm going to keep it really, really short. I'm going to give you, first, let me start you with some stats. I think it's really important to start with some stats, and I'll even tell you a short story that will help with some of the stats. You know, I was in a corporate environment for over 20 years in increasing roles of responsibility and leading teams from 20, 30 people to 400 or 500 people to a loosely federated sales team of 2,000 or some folks. And no matter what, here's one thing I can tell you about hiring folks, being in the chair of the hiring leader. A warm introduction is better than a cold resume any day. Let me say it again. A warm introduction. And by warm, meaning not only does someone say, hey, I want you to meet this person. No. They're speaking to why. The experiences they have with the person, the accolades, the achievements, what they've seen them accomplish. When people make a recommendation, most people feel a sense of accountability for the recommendation. And so when people do that, I'll take that any day over having to look through resumes, even if the resumes have been pre-filtered by someone in human resources, a recruiter, external headhunter, etc. Let me tell you, I'll still look at the warm introduction more favorably and give it my attention first. So I say that to lead into the very first thing you should know. 85% of jobs are filled through networking. 85% filled through networking. People having relationships, developing relationships, getting to know each other, getting a sense of who you are, what you can do, what you're about, and all those things. 85% are filled through networking. A corresponding statistic, 75% of resumes are rejected before reaching the hiring manager. Think about that. 75. So 7 out of 10 never make it to the hiring manager. They are rejected before that. And again, now, lap that to what I'm saying to you about how I see it as a hiring manager. Even the 25% that get through, before I give them my attention, I'm looking for a warm lead. Last thing I'll tell you, 90.6% of employers prefer candidates to have work experience. And so I'm a leave that right there. 90.6% of employers prefer candidates to have work experience. Now, notice this. It didn't say necessarily work experience that developed the skills they're looking for now. It didn't say work experience in the same industry. It didn't say work experience in the same geography. Work experience in the same discipline. 90.6% of employees prefer candidates to have work experience, having done something. And so I say that as a point of encouragement to don't forsake the little jobs, right? It's just like we say, don't forsake the small things. It will lead to bigger things. Don't forsake the smaller jobs that you may feel are not living into your full potential. Having work experience matters. We'll have some more on this when I come back. Indeed, it's James Rousseau, a.k.a. Trig, right here on Holy Coach Radio, and this is the Coiling Solutions Show. Thank you for checking in. Appreciate you. Let me say this. We've been talking about job tips and what you may want to do as you're seeking a new job. And I just wanted to offer some tips and tricks. Again, more tips, less tricks. The first thing I said in the first set of talking about this is just some of the stats. And I'm going to repeat them just really quickly for those who are joining. 85% of jobs are filled through networking. 75% of resumes are rejected before reaching the hiring manager. 90.6% of employees prefer candidates to have some work experience. So let me give you three things to consider if you're seeking a new job. The first thing is the big picture, knowing what you are looking for. What is it that you want? What's the goal of finding the job? Is it to be aligned with passion and purpose? Is it to make more income right now? Is it to get into a certain industry or field? Is it to grow a certain set of skills or develop a certain discipline? Know what you're wanting to do. None of those things are wrong. You may have selected a few of the things of the first four I just said. None of them are wrong, but be clear about what it is you want to do. Just be clear. What are you trying to do right now? You may say, listen, I just need to make some more money. It's just that simple. I just need to make, nothing wrong with that. Just be clear. Versus, I need to get into the stream of my passion and purpose. That requires a bit more work. That means you're going to have to research the companies, know the culture, make sure it's aligned with the thing you think you want to do. And by the way, can I just say that? The thing you think you want to do. There is nothing wrong with experimentation. Do not give yourself this heavy burden on your back of, when I get this next thing, it has to be the place I live out the rest of my life. It does not. Feel free to experiment. Have some fun. Get some experience. Get what I like to call the scar tissue. You got to go through some things to learn some things and have some reps in the game. Feel free to do that. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. The second thing is tapping into your network. As I said, the stat, 85% of jobs are filled through networking. And I told you, as a hiring manager, any day, give me a warm lead over a cold resume. Give me a lead that's coming from someone that says, hey, I've worked with Johnny. I love Johnny. You know why I love Johnny? He's resilient. He bounces back from issues. He's a quick study. He's a lifetime learner. Give him a challenge. He goes after it. He's not I finished this, so I'm done, and I'm going to play a game on my phone. He looks for the next thing to do. He's a great teammate, helps people out, etc. Give me that conversation about Johnny and introduce me to Johnny versus a cold resume to start. I'm still going to look at the resumes, but give me that warm start. So tap into your network. Talk to people about what it is you're trying to accomplish, why you are seeking a job right now, what success would look like in terms of finding the right opportunity for you. And if you don't have a network, build one. You know what it starts with? It starts with the first conversation. It starts with getting to know people and having depth over breadth. It's not about a big, wide, expansive network. You know what it's about? It's about developing genuine relationships with people. And it's about giving and taking. If you ever want to learn about networking, go to my podcast. I have an episode all about it. One where I talk with Billy Dexter and we go deep. Another one where I talk with Melissa. I can't remember Melissa's name right now. Forgive me. We go deep. But it's networking is a skill and art. But if anything, it's relational. Okay. The third thing, and I'm going to close with this. Keep the job you have until you have the next one. Back to the point one, 90.6% of employees want people to have work experience. But here's the other part of that. You are more attractive when you are already employed. That's just a fact. because we know you're employable. Okay? When you leave a job and just hang out, I'm frustrated, so I'm just going to walk, I'm just going to leave. Listen, I do realize there's certain circumstances where that may happen. Okay? There are circumstances where it is better for you to part ways with your current employer. But in most cases, you should be there, endure. If it's not meeting all your needs and checking all your boxes right now and doesn't make you feel fulfilled, endure a little bit and find the next thing. Hey, this is James Rousseau, aka Trig, and you are listening to the Coiling Solution Show. You know, I was thinking about my youth and some of the people that helped shape me. Obviously, my parents did. My mother, Gail Russell. My father, James Hector Rousseau, which is why I'm not a second, because he's got a different middle name, Hector. I have still questions about where that came from to this day. I really need to spend some time understanding how Hector became his middle name. But anyway, sorry, I digress. One of the things I thought about is also some of the teachers. You know, I had a teacher in sixth grade named Miss Lee, and the name was appropriate. She was an African-American woman, black woman. But let me tell you something. Miss Lee was a kung fu student. And I remember being that talkative dude in class one day and her quickly raising her leg and kicking the desk into me. Now, some of y'all may say, oh, my God. What do you mean the teacher kicked the desk into you? I was not hurt, okay? It was a delicate kick, but it was effective. It shut me up. not just at that moment, but it shut me up from being so talkative in class. I was intimidated by Miss Lee, okay? And I think we all were. I think we were intimidated by Miss Lee. When Miss Lee walked out into the schoolyard, the level of respect just drew a hush across the schoolyard. That was Miss Lee. And so, but I learned so much from Miss Lee in terms of discipline and standing by your commitments, doing what you say you're going to do, et cetera. I had another teacher, Miss Nelson. I think Miss Nelson was a math teacher. And yeah, she was just good. Same thing in terms of, you know, making you stick to the things you need to stick to. I could rattle off at least 10 teachers who come to mind. And I say that to say, as a lead into, we've got National Teachers Appreciation Week coming up on May 6th through May 10th. And let's do good, y'all. Let's do well by our teachers. A good friend of mine, Mignette Gooden, out in Philly, is holding a wonderful event. I'm going to donate some things for the event, some copies of my book and some other Holy Coaches stuff, et cetera, for the teachers. I think we did the same thing a year ago or 2 years ago. Forgive me, Mignette, if I missed last year. Maybe it was last year. Hopefully it was last year. Hopefully I didn't miss a year. But yes. We can do better for our teachers. You may well say, why? Well, let me say. I mean, one, we know they're underpaid. Relative to the impact they have, if you did a ROI in terms of what we pay them and what we really get, the scales are in balance. We get a heck of a lot more than what we pay them for. And then when you read the stories, all of which never get rebuffed or rejected, and administrations don't deny them, they're not only underpaid in terms of being able to take care of their personal self, they often have to invest their own personal money to get students the thing they need in their class. So they're underpaid and they're under-resourced and supported. So let's do better for the people that inspire and motivate us. They encourage us through personalized learning. They encourage us to be lifetime learners. So I think one of the things that we can miss sometimes is that teachers help us learn how to learn, right? How to go seek for ourselves answers and such. They impact our economy. High quality education is a key driver for economic growth. And last but not least, they shape the future of our society. They are molding young minds, whether it's virtual or in physical classrooms. Teachers are molding our minds. So let's show up on Teacher Appreciation Week. If you got ideas and thoughts, by the way, of things people can do, share them. Hit me on the socials at Holy Culture or at James Russo Sr. So it's James Russo SR. Hit me. Even hit me on the hotline, man. 302-894-7805 if you want to text. 1-833-RADIO-HC if you want to call. 1-833-RADIO-HC. We'd love to hear from you.